You're listening to Sounds Good, the Midday Music and Community Conversation program on WKMS. I'm Matt Markgraf, joined in the studio by Chad Lampe, and we're on the phone with Lisa Gower, leading the Save the Massac Theater Project with an event this weekend.
Hi, Lisa.
Good morning.
Hi, Lisa. How's Southern Illinois treating you today?
Southern Illinois is treating us super and super hot.
That's right. It is warm, and it's also super. The Superman Festival is about to rock and roll, right?
It is. People started arriving in town yesterday, and the vendors are set up. They're actually ready for lunch today. We've got a full weekend of activities, and we have something for everyone.
Well, the purpose of this conversation, too, Lisa, is some benefits ongoing for the Massac Theater. And if you wouldn't mind telling us about the Massac and why it's important for you to fundraise for it.
Absolutely. The Massac Theater is a 1938 Art Deco movie theater, but as well as having a movie screen, it also has stage. And so not only did it show the latest and greatest movies, but it also had vaudeville performers and magicians, and I think they even had a household appliance show there. Two radio stations did their grand openings there, and it has such a rich history in our community. And the building itself is just a beautiful, beautiful architectural treasure. The Save the Massac has been working for the last 3 years to buy the building. We have one more payment to go, and that is in October. And then everything that we raise going forward from that will be used to fix it up.
Great. Do you have any idea what it's going to take to fix it up?
You know, we have a feasibility study that lists everything that we need to do to make it ready for the public. And I hate to say, you know, it says $2 million, but I will tell you that every time we have done something in it, it has cost much, much less than what that feasibility study has shown. And so we are not expecting that at all. We expect to get to a point in the construction where we can say to the public, anybody who wants to smear on plaster, come on in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We need to make it safe and ready for that. But then it truly is going to be a community project.
And one way that you're raising funds is basically a comedy show and auction ahead this weekend. Let's first talk about Scott Long, who's going to be performing.
Yeah.
And tell us a little bit about Scott and how he came to be the comedian that you want performing.
Well, we were looking for someone who was family friendly and funny, and Scott Long's name just kept popping up. And he actually writes for, he's been a guest on the Bob and Tom show, and he actually writes of some of their material as well. And so when we contacted him, he was thrilled. He's a father late in life to twins, and so they're twin boys, and they're all about Superman. And Carlo's been in touch with him. Carlo Ogle, one of the co-chairs, has been in touch with him, and he's actually writing a lot of new material just for our show that revolves around Superman and superheroes. So we're really excited about that. And he did tell us that some of his other comedian friends are jealous that he is coming. They're like, how did you get that gig, and how can we get in there? So we want to pack the house and show them what kind of super people we have here in Southern Illinois, Western Kentucky, and everywhere. And hopefully we'll be able to make this comedian event a yearly thing.
Mm-hmm. And this is going to be at the Baymont Theater, right?
It is. It's at the Baymont Theater. It's going to be on Friday evening. Tickets are $20. Now, the $20 also gets you in the door for the auction that immediately follows that. If you just want to come to the auction, which is also a Save the Massac fundraiser, those tickets are just $10. And you can buy the tickets at the door, or you can come into the chamber and get those. And that show is going to start, you know, I said Friday. It's not.
Is it Saturday?
Here it is. I'm sorry.
Okay, I thought.
It is on Saturday. The doors open at 7, and Scott Long starts at 7:30.
Okay. Do you guys have a goal that you're looking to reach during the Superman Fest for your Save the Mass Act benefit?
Well, you know, actually the auction sort of took us by surprise last year. Mm-hmm. We raised over $3,000 just with the auction. So, of course, we would like to beat that, perhaps double that, or maybe even more. We try not to think about what we'd like to have because we're grateful for anything that we get.
Mm-hmm. And tell us about the Saturday morning prior to the comedy show that evening. Is there a breakfast in the Super Breakfast, right?
There is. It's a Save the Mass Act Breakfast with Superheroes. We have two sessions. We have from 7 to 8. And then we also have from 8:30 to 9:30. And you are going to get scrambled eggs, sausage, biscuits and gravy, and then your choice of milk, orange juice, or coffee. And we encourage families to come with their kids. The tickets are $10, $8 for kids. And you are going to spend that hour with all kinds of superheroes. You can take your pictures with them. You're on your own for that. You can take as many pictures as you like. And it's going to be such a fun, fun event. So we've got our session from 7 to 8, and then our second session from 8:30 to 9:30. The tickets are limited because we do have limited seating. So you can buy those also at the Chamber of Commerce on today and tomorrow, and then at the door on Saturday.
Well, Lisa Gower, thanks so much for your time this morning and talking about all the great things going on in Metropolis, working to save the beautiful Mass Act Theater there. If anyone would like more information about this, you can go to the Superman Celebration website and learn more about all that's going on in Metropolis. And Lisa, all the best to you and for your efforts there.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Thanks, Chad. Thanks, Lisa. We'll have this conversation up on WKMS.org later this afternoon. You're with Murray State's 91.3 WKMS. We sound good because of listeners like you.